Hello. Welcome to Q&A with Perrier, questions and answers about calcium bentonite clay. I'm Perrier, and I'm here today to answer your questions and talk with you. I would like to start with a little bit for any new listeners. We're talking about calcium bentonite clay, a living clay. Clay is volcanic ash with extremely powerful yet gentle abilities to detox the body both internally and externally. And I wanted to tell you I'm working on a new booklet. It's an ebook that will be free for everybody, and it's called Living Clay in Your Words. It's a collection of testimonials that all the people have sent in when they have wins with the clay. And I've put them together in categories, and I know the two largest categories are the clay baths and the skincare. And under clay baths, I had to break it down into two components, the first of which was autism. We had so many remarkable stories about children taking one clay bath and immediately the parents noticing a change in their demeanor. They were calmer. They made more eye contact, and they were more conversational. So we have one section of that, and the next section under clay baths is about detoxing. And it's occurred to me that clay, we all know it has a strong drawing power and it pulls out toxins, but there's a larger phenomena at play in the clay baths. And I believe it's that clay, when it stimulates the circulation and it relaxes the flow of the muscles and encourages the energy in the body, it stimulates the energy in the circulation in the body, that this triggers the release of the toxins. So the toxins are more easily released and then the clay pulls them out. I say this for many reasons, just that the fact when I read some of these testimonials and some of the times that it took for the clay to get them completely heavy metal free when they had aluminum, lead, mercury, high levels of these things in their system, that there was something more at play here than clay just drawing it out. Because these toxins have been stored for years in our bodies, and they're pretty well lodged in the soft tissues and the joints of the body, so it's not the easiest thing in the world to get them out. I gave my grandson, who's 8 years old, a clay bath the other day, and when he got out and I was drying him off, he said, "Mina, my body is singing all over." And then he kind of just started wiggling around a little bit. And I said, "Well, you're feeling the energy in your body. Your body's come alive. You have the flow of energy." And it occurred to me that's what clay does. It stimulated his circulation, his energy. He felt more alive. He didn't know the words to put to it. He just said, "It feels like my body is singing to me all over. I love it when it comes from the mouths of babes." And in this way, it's releasing the toxins because it's stimulating all the tissues and organisms and organs in the body. It's awakening them with that energy from the clay that it holds in it. So I was amazed at the number of testimonials there. This book will be made available as a free download, and I hope to have it out by March. And I want to thank all the people who have contributed their testimonials to me, and that you all will enjoy that. So let's go over to the Q&A page and see what we have there. We have a question from Edna. I've been conversing with Edna lately. She said, "What is the mixture for weight loss and how much each day?" Generally, people who recognize weight loss with the clay take quite a bit of the liquid clay. And then one lady said she took 3 to 4 ounces 3 to 4 times a day. So if she got hungry during the day, she'd go drink some more clay. but she drank copious amounts of water. That's in her words. So all during the day, she was drinking lots and lots of water. And this releases the toxins, it flushes them out, and it keeps you full. Clay kind of has a fulling capacity. And, you know, one thing leads to another, and as I'm saying this, I'm thinking about the Cleanse Texas. Cleanse a Tex is what it is, and it's a group here called New Earth, the New Earth Center, and they want to promote wellness in Texas, and they're challenging Texan. They would like to get 10,000 people committed to doing a 10-day juice fast, 10 days of juicing, or 10 days of eating raw, and help us get our bodies back on track and healing. And Clay is the sponsor. They have kits that they sell, cleanse kits, and Clay is in the cleanse kits. They're going to have videos, and if you're in the Austin area, you can attend the live presentations. They'll have recipes on there. So if you go to cleanse, CLEANSEATX.com, you can read more about that. I think it would be a wonderful thing for all of us to do. Everybody at Living Clay is going to do it so we can stay committed to one another and help that happen. So that's what I do for weight loss. She says, I also have warts on my hand. What can I do? You can keep the clay mud, the 1-3 mix, the clay mask, on those warts as often as possible. That's difficult on the hands because we use our hands and we have them in water and we knock the clay off. But any way you can do, keep it on there as often as possible. If it falls off, we'll wash it off. You can put it on and put something over it. But again, we have to use our hands. Generally, they fall off pretty quick if you can keep the clay on there. Debbie in Bloomington, Illinois. I have Barrett's esophagus, a precancerous condition, which has remained unchanged for 10 years. All those years I was on acid reflux medications, both prescription and over-the-counter. 3 weeks ago I began using clay for this, and I've had tremendously remarkable results. The question is, will the clay heal the spots in my esophagus? Yes. Give the clay time. The clay is very healing. Again, it's going to bring the blood flow and the oxygen, and it speeds the healing process. If it'll heal ulcerative colitis, it's going to heal these little lesions in your esophagus. And yes, clay, I wish I had the money to do the FDA test, or the Living Clay Company did, to promote clay for acid reflux, because we could put these prescription medicines with side effects off the market. People get results in 1, 2, or 3 days. They're already noticing they're better. So it's one of the best things. If you know anybody with acid reflux, get a little clay in them. Thank you for that question. And stick with it, because it will heal those places in your esophagus. Elizabeth in Des Moines. I have a leather bag that I carry an oily type of hair serum in. I had forgotten it was in there, and the bottle came unscrewed, and the serum leaked out, showing a spot about the size of an orange on the outside. I've been keeping dry clay on the surface to absorb the oil, but it doesn't seem to be working yet. Would it help to use the hydrated clay? You know, I would use the hydrated clay on the inside, work on the inside of that oil spot too, because the leather on the outside usually has more of a tighter finish on it, and on the inside it's generally a little rougher, so the oil may be being held there. So, yeah, take a little of the hydrated clay, smear it around in there if you can turn it inside out. You might try it on both sides. I would try a small place on the outside to make sure it doesn't take the color out, but I would try it on the inside. And let us know how that works. Thank you. Good questions this morning. Deidre Owens from Yorkville. Excuse me, I just have a frog in my throat this morning. I'm sure you've been asked this question a million times before, but can you discuss body wraps using living clay and the benefits and how to do them? Yes. Body wraps are merely for your body. You can get a little paintbrush and get your clay mud and get somebody to help you. Put it all over your body. Wrap up in a Mylar sheet and put an electric blanket over you. And it's going to stimulate the release of toxins. And it's going to open the blood flow and circulation. Your skin may be a little pink afterwards in some areas, which is a good sign because circulation is coming there. You know, I think you can do just as well taking a clay bath. Now, some people like to wrap with, you know, dip a big wide wrap, a cloth wrap in seaweed water or salt water and wrap that around the clay with the body with the clay in it and hold it in place, hoping it's going to dry out moisture. But clay generally, when you let it dry, will draw out moisture. I've had people with swollen wrist, a broken bone and a swollen wrist, and he put the clay all over his wrist, and the next morning the swelling had gone down, so it's drawing out that moisture. And I've had the same thing with the sprained ankle that was swollen for about 3 weeks before he got on clay, and immediately when he put the clay on, it started pulling the moisture out, and the clay was just sliding off his foot. The benefits are it's going to pull circulation, it's going to pull out toxins. You'll get the same benefits from a clay bath. It's a little muddy, it's a little awkward to do. If you go to a spa, you know, here they have everything set out. They paste your body, they wrap you up, they put the little booties on your feet, they put electric blanket on you, you get to lay there and relax for 15 or 20 minutes and then go take a shower. And it's just easier because the mess gets on their stuff and you don't have to clean it up, but it is more costly. So you can do it, and the benefits are detoxing and circulation. My friend Janet Lancaster in San Diego. Hi, Perry. Heating the clay in a crock pot prior to doing a body wrap changes the effectiveness? I think heating clay slightly is very good because the warmth is going to stimulate the skin. So, yes, the warmth of the clay is going to open the pores, and there's sometimes in the wintertime you don't want to put cold clay on your body. Clay has a unique facet about it in that it's always 2 degrees cooler than the ambient temperature. Whatever the temperature is, clay is always a little bit cooler. So, you know, if you're putting a poultice on your spine, the cold clay is very cold. I generally put some in a Ziploc bag and just float it in the sink or a pan of hot water. But a crock pot would work very well because it's not in touch with metal. That's a great idea. Just after you warm it, turn it off before it dries it out too much. But I do think in some cases it's a lot more effective with the warmth in there. That's an excellent idea and a good question. You know, that would be good for people who are doing foot soaks to warm that clay before they soak their feet. If you can get an oblong foot crock pot that you can just lift out and set their feet in the crock pot one at a time, probably. I don't know if they make crock pots that big. Great idea. Thank you. Deidre has a follow-up question. As it pertains to body wraps, how does living clay differ from other clays on the market, like the ones at the local health food stores? All clays are different. That's a very good question. They have a uniqueness about them. Living clay has some qualities that are unique to it as a bentonite clay, in that it swells 3 times. Most of your bentonites swell 1 to 1. but the chemical composition in living clay is very high in calcium and magnesium and potassium, mostly the calcium and magnesium, than most of the other clays I have seen. And I'm not sure what gives it this swelling ability when it's definitely a calcium bentonite, not a sodium bentonite, but it will expand three times, so this gives it more room, more space to draw toxins and hold them. It's a 325 screen mesh, so it's very fine. Occasionally you can get some that are. All of your clays are different and act different. Some of them are excellent as an external clay that are effective as an internal clay. Some of them are good for internal use, but maybe they dry and get real flaky and don't hold the tightness as an external clay. So it's understanding clays and what to look for. There's an article on aboutclay.com, criteria for looking for quality clay. And one thing you want is a company that stands behind the clay. You want to call and be able to talk to somebody. You want an address or a phone number in case you have a question. The living clay also tests their clay. They laboratory test each batch when it comes in. They send it off to test it for purity. They make sure it has none of the baddies in it, the E. coli, the salmonella, the two or three of them with names I can't pronounce, and no fecal contamination. And then they test it for lead and the pH level. There are some clays that are acidic. It's really knowing your clays, and most of the people that sell it on the shelf in the health food store don't know much about the source or the source of where that clay came from. They just know what's on the label, so they can't answer the questions very good. I invite you to try and compare. I believe the proof is in the pudding, and I'll hold living clay up to any clay. And if you find a better one, I want to know about it. So using it is going to be your best way. Just get some of them and compare. Some of them are gritty. Some of them have a taste that's repulsive, where living clay virtually has no taste. So there are a lot of differences there. Good question. Thank you. Nice questions this morning. Okay, I have a little spare time here while we're waiting on some more questions to come in. Let me get over here. Okay. I had a person email me this week and ask if I have any meditation tapes. And I hadn't thought about it. I one time had made some when I was a motivational speaker that I sold at the back of the room that were on little tapes. That's when we had the cassettes. That's how long ago it was. And I just made them with the tape recorder and some music in the background so you can tell how effective they were. But I don't even have the original anymore. I tossed out my cassettes when they went out. But it really resonated with me maybe to do a guided meditation, and maybe sometime when we have a few minutes left on the program, I'd like to hear from if you would like one. I do this for my mastermind group quite regularly. They're very relaxing and centering and grounding, much like the clay. And I think sometimes we get in our busyness and our body, the energy gets outside of our body. We're out there, we're intense, and just to relax and breathe and come back into your body and to get in that quiet, soft space where there's no chatter and that you can just relax. So I'd be happy to do that. In fact, I would love to do it if you all are so inclined. And so if you'll shoot me an email and let me know if you'd be open to that, if it's something you wouldn't enjoy, I wouldn't want to do it. So I'm going to go back and talk a little bit about the clay baths again, because when I put this book together, I saw that's where most of the testimonials were coming in, the results from the clay baths. And I can't wait to get this out there to you in a downloadable form. You can print it out. You can staple it together. You can carry it around with you. And, you know, share it with your friends. Everybody wants to share it, and people have questions, so you can go to a section. I have them alphabetized, different categories. Here's my index. We have acid reflux, digestive and stomach problems, arthritis and sore joints, back problem, blood pressure and cholesterol, burns, clay baths. Under clay baths, we have clay baths for autism and clay baths for detoxing heavy metals and other benefits. Then we have colon, bowels, detox, cleanse, fast, and pH. And then I have diabetes, eyes, general health. We have a lot of testimonials that were just kind of general about, not a specific thing, so we put them under general health. But there's some very interesting ones there. Hair care, injuries, insect bites, mouth, teeth, and gums, pet testimonials. And we have a whole section on cats, dogs, horses, and other animals. Skin care. We have acne and facial problems and improved skin, eczema, psoriasis, and things of that nature. And then we have rashes, hives, poison ivy, poison oak, and then general skin care. And then we have unusual. We have a few plate things that didn't fit in the category, so we have unusual. And there's one other one, and I don't have that page with me. So I'm very excited about that. Let me see if we have any questions that have come in. It doesn't appear to. We still have a few minutes. I'm going to go back to see who's on the phone. Do I have anyone on the phone who would like to ask a question? If you will press star 2, I can open the line and take your question. So if you have a question and you're listening in, there's one from Toronto. Hello? Are you on the line with me? Hello? Toronto, are you on the line?
Yes, hello?
Yes, okay. This is Perry. Do you have a question?
Yes, hi. I'd like to know if the bentonite clay has good results with removing various plastics and petrochemicals from the body?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. If you will drink a little clay every day, particularly before your meals, any chemicals that are pesticides, things of that nature, radiation, heavy metals, mercury, lead, things like that that get in your food and that you ingest, it will capture them before they go into the body. And again, the clay baths and the topical applications are excellent for detoxing the body through the skin. These are the toxins that are already stored in the body. So there are
Thank you.
You need, yes.
And how long do you have to wait before you can eat?
Oh, well, you know, if you're starting a cleanse right at first, you want to take the clay on an empty stomach because it starts working on the healing and cleaning out that lower colon. When you're doing it on top of food, it has more to combat with before it can get down to the colon to really cleanse it out. So we generally say do a cleanse period for 14 days, taking 2 ounces of the liquid clay twice a day. And then after that time, find your maintenance level. And I'm recommending now everybody take a little clay, keep it in your purse, get a little bottle, and just sip some clay before you eat, because we don't know what's on our food nowadays or what's in our food. So if you just take a little clay before or after you eat, you're going to capture those toxins before they're absorbed into the body. Did that answer your question?
Yes, thank you. Does it also absorb, does it bind with minerals and deplete you of minerals in any way? Because some clays, they're very depleting.
No, clay is trace minerals. That's all clay is a combined trace minerals. They're interlocked together. You don't take them as a mineral supplement because they act as a whole. but it does, it's not going to strip you of your nutrition or your supplements. The only thing I would worry about, maybe if you take a fish oil, I'd wait about an hour till you absorb your oil, because clay has a tendency to absorb cholesterol and oils.
Okay.
So that's the only one. Okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Okay, and I have another call here from Denise.
Harriet, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Denise. How are you?
I'm okay. I have a question. I got on a few minutes late, but you were speaking about the crock pot and using it to heat the clay.
Uh-huh.
Did anyone using a heated foot tub?
As long as it's not metal, that it's ceramic line, a heated foot tub would work.
Okay. Most of them, I think, are plastic lined or something, but
okay.
I know the one
You know, you can try it and see. I don't know. That's
if
a good thought. I hadn't thought about those.
Yeah,
I'm sure they're using good plastic, or, you know, because they're trying to detox the foot, so they would be using a high-quality grade plastic and not one that would release chemicals.
And
because
the last...
they recommend different foot soaks with different things, yes.
Okay, last question. You mentioned your mastermind group. Can you expound on that a little bit? I'm not familiar with that.
A mastermind group is something that Napoleon Hill came up with, and it's the same thing as intercessory prayer. When three or four people get together with the common goal of supporting each other and helping them with the request. My mastermind group meets once a month. There are four of us, which is a good number. We each make a request of something we're going to work on in our lives. One person is working on right now additional sources of income because they had a renter that moved out and they haven't found anybody to fill the space yet. And she was going to try to do a whole bunch of jobs, and we said, have you asked yet? You know, you have to ask and you receive. So she made a request, and I don't think she'll mind if I share that with you. Her request is to find suitable sources of additional income. Suitable is something that works with her without her selling her body to do one of the pharmaceutical studies or something like that. Her affirmation is, I open to receiving my abundance. And what we do is to friends go around and validate her on her request, and we just say, we see you, the angels are dancing, they're just so glad you have asked, because they have sent you abundance of revenue that you haven't received, and you have so much in storage, and it's just waiting to come to you. All you have to do is be worthy of receiving it. Ask and receive, and this is the first time you've asked. And so they are just dancing with joy, thinking of creative ways to drop a $20 bill in front of you, or offer you something, or offer to buy something from you, or the perfect roommate come along to fill that space and that void. And then another one says, oh, I see you just out like you're dancing in the rain and it's raining money, just raining money down on you, and your arms are up and you're dancing and it's raining but the sun is shining. And when we validate them like this, it's not about fixing them, telling them to go out and get a job. It's about seeing them already arrived. Oh, I see you. You've paid off all your bills. You're thinking about getting a new car. You're going to redo your living room and things of that nature. So you see them in the future as if they've already accomplished their goal. This helps them resonate with believing that it's true, because to the degree you believe, you can achieve. It's our thoughts that say, well, I can't get anything unless I do it this way. So it's getting out of your thinking and open to a wider deal. And already she has manifested some abundance. And everything was just in such divine order. And so it works like this for all of us. This group has been together 3 years. We never miss a month of having a meeting. And we have all raise the bar, raise the level on our business, our personal life. You can ask for, you know, any request you want. So it's, I have a book I wrote called A Touch with Daisy, and it shows you in there how to start a mastermind group. So if anybody would like one, I've really since I've quit my motivational speaking, I used to sell them at the back of the room. So if you want some, I'll try to get one to you. I don't care about selling them as much as getting rid of them. I have boxes in the garage. So shoot me an email, and I will send you one if you'll pay for the shipping. How about that?
That sounds like a plan.
All right.
Thanks.
And we start that group with some meditation, too. Just getting still and getting back in our bodies. So thank you for asking about that.
The meditation would be a good idea, especially when you run out of questions at the end. I sure would enjoy it.
Okay. Well, if I get a few more people that say they like it, I would love to do one for everyone. I think it would be a nice addition. I think meditating and getting grounded and centered is a lot about wellness.
Mm-hmm.
It gets us in a peaceful state. So thank you.
And can you just name the book again? It Takes a Daisy. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, A Touch of Daisies. It's not a published book. I just printed it myself, took it down to Kinko's, and I sell it at the back of the room. So you can't get it in the back in a bookstore. But it has the procedures for doing, you know, what you need and the questions to go through, the statements and affirmations to go through. And then it has in the book, I took some of the affirmations that many of us have had made in our requests, and to give you an example of what they're like.
Okay, thank you very much, Mary.
Thank you. All right, well, our time is up for today. I am going to go back over real quick and see if any more questions came through. I'm hitting refresh and... here's one. Teresa in Mobile. Hi, how much play do we put in bath water for a child and the length of time for them to stay in? If the child is very small, I think a half a cup will do. If the child has autism, I would use a whole cup. And you want to keep it stirred up, and if you can get the child, we don't fill the bathtub real high on a child, not like an adult would need more clay because the tub would be so full. Actually, I took my bottle of liquid clay that I had made up on the counter, and I just poured some of it into his bath water. I have a 16-ounce jug, and I poured about half of it in for his clay bath, and he could feel his body singing. And, you know, sometimes kids like to play in the bathtub. I try to get him to lay down and roll over in the clay and swim. He puts his little dinosaur toys in there and plays a little while, and then I take a cup and keep circulating it and pouring it over his body while he's in there. So if you can keep him in 10 or 15 minutes, you're doing good. Sharon from Fort Collins, Colorado. One of my molars seems to be getting infective as it's sensitive to touch and smells like it's possibly decaying. I've been packing it with clay every night before going to bed, but it doesn't seem to be improving. Do you think I should continue using the clay longer, or do you have something else you would suggest I try? You know, it's funny that you asked this question because I just gotten a report from a gentleman, and he had an abscess in his gum, and he made a clay pack, and he used the wet clay. He put a couple of drops of oregano oil and then added some dry clay to it to make it a little thicker where he could put it down in his gum at night over that area, and when he took the plug out the next morning, there was pus all over it. But he said it did sting when he first put it on, which I'm guessing is from the oregano oil. So you might try that. It's hard to keep the clay in place, and if you will take some of the clay mask and add your oils to it, and then add more of the powdered clay where you make it thicker, where you can have a little roll there where you can put it down between your cheeks and gums where it'll stay in place a little better. Try that and let me know how that works for you. All right. see if we have anything else. I think that's it for the day, and I look forward to hearing your response to a possible meditation, and have a wonderful weekend. God is good. God is everything, and it's for us to enjoy. And good health we want to take with us so we can enjoy it more. So I wish you a well, happy, and joyous weekend. Thank you and goodbye.